Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you as we launch into hour number one of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, we give them away. So do enjoy those on us. That is freetalklive.com. Start things out tonight by talking a little bit about the drug war and one of the unintended consequences that doesn't really get covered very often. I mean, on Free Talk Live, we've certainly talked about virtually all of the aspects of the war on drugs and how awful it is and how bad it is that, yes, drug abuse is bad. The drug war is far worse than the drug abuse could ever possibly be. So we've been down all those paths. And sometimes we talk about the black market and some of the things that happen because of the black market. And usually the thing that we focus on when we talk about the black market is the fact that it raises prices so dramatically.
Usually.
And boy, does it.
Yes, it does.
In fact, if you go and you look at some of the numbers, you'll see that the black market raises prices anywhere as high as 3 to 5,000% more than they might actually be. Were these products actually available in the marketplace, in a real, legitimate marketplace where anybody can jump into the game and compete? So that's the easiest one to pick out is, well, prices will go up. Of course, you also know the black market, when prices go up, means that the people that are going to sell the drugs are more likely to be, well, a little more criminally minded, let's say. A little more likely to solve their problems with violence, perhaps.
They're not your average drugstore pharmacist, that's for sure.
Right. Customer service isn't exactly a high priority on many of their lists. And so there are certain ways that this manifests itself in the world of the black market. In many cases, you'll find, well, they might be a little dishonest with you. So, like your black market drug dealer
could sell oregano instead of marijuana.
That's been known to happen. Now, of course, anybody who's buying oregano as marijuana probably has never bought marijuana before, so there's only so much you can really do with that one. And they could also, probably one of the more frequently seen things, at least on the consumer level, is, you know, just kind of pinching the bag. If we're just talking about marijuana, I mean, there are plenty of other drugs to talk about, but if we're just talking about marijuana, a sort of lower-level street sort of drug dealer may just decide to pinch out a bud or two for himself and then sell the bag as though it's a fully weighted quarter ounce marijuana.
Pinch enough bags and you have a brand new bag. And you know,
yeah. If you sell seven bags and you pinch a gram out of each bag, then you've got yourself your own quarter bag and you didn't have to pay for it. So that's just one of the sneakier things that that will go on. And, of course, for many people who don't have a good connection, they just have to deal with it. You know, they may take it home and throw it on a scale and find out they got ripped off, but if that's the only dealer they know in the black market, then that's it.
What are they going to do?
In fact, I'm reminded of a really just heart-wrenching story from this brilliant marijuana documentary that Julia and I saw recently on Showtime, where they it's called In Pot We Trust, by the way.
Okay.
I highly recommend it. But they were interviewing some medical marijuana people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they had medical marijuana people in
patients.
Right. Well, now, you call them patients, but you can only really call them patients in places where they have medical marijuana.
Okay.
In the rest of the country, they're criminals, right? They're breaking the law. So in California and the other states, like Rhode Island, just recently passed medical marijuana.
That makes the 14th state?
13th or 14th, one or the other. Anyway, in the states where there are medical marijuana programs, then it's no problem. I mean, finding a marijuana smoker who's willing to talk to you on camera and talk about their experiences and, you know, show you the ropes, no problem. So they had those people, and you got to see what happened with them and, you know, what the process was like to go to the dispensaries and all that. And that's cool. And it's really neat what they've got going on in those states for those people because, you know, they're actually the sick people are finally getting the help that they need. So that's great. But what about people in the other 40-something states, or the 30-something states? What about the rest of America? What about all the other people that have medical problems, multiple sclerosis, glaucoma, AIDS, cancer? What about those people? What do they do? Well, they buy their marijuana on the black market, of
course.
One would
guess.
And the heart-wrenching story...
Or they suffer, one of the two.
Right. The heart-wrenching story I'm referring to is a woman who... lives in the Kansas City area, and she has a problem and I don't remember what it what the disease is. It's something that affects her. She has a severe stutter, and I'd have to go back and actually look it up. But her problem is so bad. I mean, it's not like any stutter you've ever heard. And they had an interview with her where she's struggling and very frustrated just to get out a few words. I mean, putting her behind a microphone on this show, we'd never get through the first minute of the program because it was really just that bad. And so then we follow her through a process where she is trying to score some marijuana because, well, it's not California, it's not Rhode Island, it's Kansas City. It's not legal for medical purposes, and so therefore she's just like anybody else buying into the black market. She has to hit the streets. Now, some people have good connections, and they can just place a phone call.
Cerebral palsy is what she had.
Thank you. And a delivery man will show up and, you know, take care of you. This woman didn't have those connections. She's a mother. She's got like three kids, and she's busy enough with her day just working to support her kids and support her life. So this is not something that she never really developed good connections or anything like that. And so literally, she has to hit the streets. She has to, you know, she's got one guy that she can go to who she does end up going with this guy because she just doesn't know anybody else. Sometimes he's not available. So sometimes she has to go to a bad section of town and drive around and talk to people.
Mm.
And that's not a safe thing to do.
No.
And so she does end up meeting with a guy. He's a, you know, sort of the shifty-looking character. Obviously, they blurred his face out for the show. But he's just your kind of stereotypical-looking dealer. And when she's driving away, the guy with the camera asks her how much she bought. And so she went into Kansas City from out of town. It's a fairly long drive for her.
So she's an out-of-towner going at home. Oh,
that's correct.
That's terrible.
She drives into Kansas City, putting her life and livelihood on the line. She's driving around looking for marijuana. She gets pulled over with marijuana. She's going to jail, and she's got three kids at home.
Likely her car will be seized and asset forfeiture, too.
Sure. And she's doing all of this because the marijuana really helps her. It's not because she's an addict. It's not because she wants to get high. It's because when she took this marijuana home, by the way, the amount she bought from this dealer was less than an eighth. A very, very small amount. Like, not even enough, barely even enough for a one joint. Hmm. Which means that she'll be coming back to him in another 2 days when she's finally done nursing on that joint. She'll be coming back for more. And so he's one of those guys who knows that he's got a good customer, that she's just going to keep coming back to him, so he's got no interest in selling her an ounce or something like that that'll hold her off for several weeks. So he sells her just a little bit at a time, just enough to keep getting her coming back.
It's a long drive for that.
As soon as she gets another dealer, he's done, but he knows she doesn't have another dealer, and so while that lasts, he's going to take advantage of her. He's taking advantage of a sick woman.
Now, you said that this woman that you saw her on camera with the stutter.
Yes.
Tell me about what happened when she smoked the marijuana.
I saw her smoke the marijuana, and within two hits, the stutter was virtually eliminated. It was amazing.
No chance that this was any kind of trick
this
on the television?
This is no trick. The people behind this show, this is a legitimate program created by the Showtime Channel. Star Price is the director. He directed a number of Penn & Teller BS episodes. I presume it's a he. Star. Who knows?
One of them California names.
Right. This woman really had, she really had a problem. You could not have faked this stutter. She was so frustrated. You could tell that this was for real, that this was a real stutter. She's very frustrated by having it. She just wishes it would go away. And marijuana helped it go away. It really did. She was able to communicate so much better after she'd just taken two hits. She didn't need more. She's not trying to get high. She just wants to adjust her situation. She wants to treat herself. And this works better than any medication she's ever taken for the problem. But she has to hit the streets in Kansas City and cross her fingers and risk jail just to get the medicine she needs. That's what we're dealing with. That's what I'm talking about when I talk about black market people and some of the terrible things they will do. We'll give you another example coming up. This is Free Talk Live. You take control.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage. If you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231, Sickle CAI toll-free line for you, 800-259-9231, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features, and we give them all away. There's archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, perhaps you're one of our Saturday-only radio listeners because your local station doesn't carry us during the week, you've missed 5 days of this program just this week alone. In fact, not only do we have the last 5 days, we've got the last year of shows right there on the front page of our website for your downloading convenience. Just go and get them for free on us. That's freetalklive.com. Do you have questions about the liquidity crisis, the China option, and the Fed chairman's unenviable choice between hyperinflation or deflationary implosion followed by, well, more hyperinflation? Visit d2z.org or contact Troy at d2z.org. Now, when we started the show, I was giving an example or a couple of examples of what the black market can do to a product. Whenever a product or service is prohibited by the government, whether it be drugs or gambling or prostitution, you fill in the blank, inevitably gang members take control of it. Criminals take control of it. The underground takes control. The black market becomes the exclusive distributor of said product or service. And in the world of drugs, that translates to mean several things. It means, of course, that you know the people that are doing business, that are dealing the drugs, are more likely to be untrustworthy. They're more likely to be unreliable. Yet, if you have ever been in the world of drugs and you've ever had to get drugs from, or you've ever been looking for drugs from the black market dealers, sometimes they just don't have them. You know, because most of the black market dealers aren't really serious businessmen. They're just addicts who, at least the street level ones, they're just addicts who want to support their habits. So they go and they buy enough drugs and sell enough drugs so they can have their own drugs to do and not have to pay for them. And they don't care if they run out.
Or they did them all themselves and they're gone, and they're all gone.
Right. So, you know, you can get ripped off. There's a lot of scams that go on. There's just dishonesty. You could have your money stolen from you, for instance. You could give somebody who has done deals with you honestly before. You could give them money thinking that, well, yeah, they've been trustworthy before. Here, I'll give you this money. You say you're going to come back with a bag of drugs. Okay, great. And then they never come back. That kind of thing. Let alone getting robbed or getting beaten and robbed. That sort of thing. Those things go on, too.
Yes, they do.
The story that we have is from McCall.com, the morning call, reporting that this is an unbelievable story, but it's apparently true. Apparently, a head of broccoli proved costly this week for two local men. One lost $500. The other lost his freedom in a Lansdale drug deal that a police officer said might just be a first. Christopher Kratz, who's 20, was arrested this week after selling Matthew Dietrich, 21, a $500 bag of the green vegetable he was trying to pass off as marijuana, according
broccoli?
To Lansdale police. Yes, broccoli.
Well, it doesn't look anything like marijuana.
That's what immediately what I thought. I thought, what in the world? How could this person...
Was it a dark bag?
How could this person have paid $500 for a bag of broccoli and actually thought he was buying marijuana? And then I got the rest of the story. Dietrich, who police say dialed 911 to alert them to the drug deal gone bad... Not such a great idea, by the way.
No, bad idea.
We'll find out what happened to him here in a moment. Also faces charges after he allegedly made up a story about being roughed up and robbed behind a Walgreens pharmacy. Lansdale Police Sergeant Robert McDyer said, "It's bizarre, isn't it? You'd think that he would just say, I can't believe I'm that stupid, and leave." Kratz apparently didn't have any marijuana to sell, police said, so he took some produce and wrapped it up in three or four bags. McDyer said, "It's not like he even made an effort to hide or disguise it." Lansdale police have dealt with cases in which dealers tried to pass off oregano as marijuana, but he said never broccoli, which is currently going for $3.49 per pound at a Lansdale area grocery.
It's quite a markup.
Yeah, the broccoli blow-up happened shortly before 9 p.m. Monday when Dietrich was looking to score a pound of marijuana from Krantz. He should have known that based on the price, it probably wasn't going to be a pound. I've never heard of any marijuana being sold that cheap. I mean, maybe the brickiest, cheapest dirt weed kind of marijuana might be sold that cheap, but that would have to be sold in quantity in order to break down that cheap.
Afraid I don't know.
Anyway, and this is another point. The men met behind Walgreens shortly before 9 p.m., which means it was dark out. Dietrich handed over $500 and got a bag of what he thought was marijuana from Krantz. So this is one of those situations where they've probably done deals in the past, and this time, the dealer just decided to flush the relationship, decided that, yeah, screw all the long-term benefits I've gotten from having this customer in the past. I'm going to screw him over and take his cash and, you know, never see him again. And that's how a lot of this stuff goes down. And so he just threw a head of broccoli into a, you know, brown paper bag or something like that, handed off the broccoli, took the cash, and skedaddled.
And then this guy was stuck with a head of broccoli. So this is the stuff that happens in the world of the black market.
Crazy.
Dietrich soon realized he just bought a bag of produce. Angered he'd been fooled, Dietrich called 911, claiming he'd just been robbed, and gave police a description of the car that Kratz was using. Police pulled over Kratz, and Dietrich identified him. On the ride to the station, Kratz told the police there was no robbery, and explained what really happened, court records say. McDyer said Dietrich later admitted he'd filed a false report. Kratz, who was on probation before his arrest, was charged with selling a non-controlled substance and representing it as a controlled substance. He was taken to prison after failing to post his $5,000 bail. It wasn't immediately clear why he had been on probation. And Dietrich, the kid that actually called the cops after the botched marijuana deal, has been charged with criminal contempt, unsworn falsification, and disorderly conduct. So he must have thought he was doing the right thing, right? Hey, I got ripped off. And, you know, in the marketplace, you would actually have some action you could take. Of course, in the marketplace, you'd be buying your marijuana from a legitimate storefront, and you could just simply walk back in and say, hey, what's all this about? Of course, they would never sell you broccoli in the first place, because that would be retarded. You don't do those things in a legitimate marketplace. You would sell your marijuana in a store with lights on, and your customers would be able to inspect the product before they buy it. But when you have a black market, deals are done in the underground. They're done in the backs of Walgreens. They're done in parking lots. They're done quickly. And as a result, things like this happen. This kid's lucky he didn't get beaten and have his money stolen from him. He should have felt good after this was all said and done. He should have said, boy, next time I'll be more careful, I won't be so desperate, and I'll check my product before I hand over $500 cash. But instead, he presumed he was going to get an okay deal, he trusted his dealer, and he got screwed. And then he called the cops and got screwed even harder.
Mm.
So the moral of the story is, A, the black market sucks. We need to take drugs out of the black market so people can actually be safe when they're purchasing. I mean, it's dangerous enough that the drugs are actually made more volatile and dangerous. And I'm not talking about marijuana. I'm talking about other drugs like cocaine and heroin. They're made more dangerous by the black market because there's no quality control to speak of. Who knows what sort of a dangerous batch of heroin you're going to get your hands on. There's no, one batch of heroin could be 10 times stronger than the last batch.
I'd say that's true with marijuana, too.
But you're not going to die.
Not from an overdose, but it could very well have some really dangerous pesticides on it that weren't washed off properly or something like that.
That's possible.
That would likely not happen if it were legal like it is in Amsterdam.
That's certainly possible. So, you know, it just makes things more dangerous across the board for the end users, for the dealers, and for everybody. Can't we just tell people be safe and, you know, re-legalize drugs, put it back into the hands of honest, legitimate businessmen in America? Why is that such a crazy idea? 800-259-9231. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's completely sensible. If you have a black market hell story, this is Free Talk Live.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-430-8122 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-430-8122. 1-800-430-8122.
Get the best of both worlds. Solar power for your household essentials and a backup generator all in one. Perfect for hurricane seasons. No long gas lines, no fumes, and no noise. Lower your electric bill and be prepared year-round. Complete solar kits for under $1,200. See the complete solar power generator kit at kensolar.com. Order your solar power generator from Ken's website at kensolar.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of searching for Freight Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is a live Saturday edition, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. The question still stands. Have you ever been ripped off in the black market? What's your story? Would love to hear it from you. Maybe you were just doing a small-level street deal and you got screwed. Maybe you were a big-time dealer and you got screwed. Would love to hear the story. How is the black market? How was the black market awful to you? Maybe you didn't get ripped off. Maybe something just lame or terrible happened. Do share your story, because the black market is a terrible thing and bad things happen and people shouldn't be subject to it. We should have legal markets in all products and services in America. America's supposed to be the land of the free. If you don't like what someone's selling, don't buy from them. Simple. 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online. Freetalklive.com is the place to go. The features on the site, we give them away, including the bulletin board system, over a quarter of a million posts. Serious issues and fun stuff, you'll find it all being discussed, and it's all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
Now, we've got some calls rolling in. We're going to go to those here in a moment. But, Mark, I know we also mentioned 911 in our last story about the guy that got ripped off by his drug dealer. He was sold a head of broccoli instead of a pound of marijuana. And then he called the cops afterwards to let them know he'd been ripped off.
How silly.
Just a few quick tips for anybody out there doing some drug deals, okay? Here you go. First of all, don't call the cops. It doesn't matter if you get ripped off. You're just going to end up getting charged with something, and your life is going to be worse off than it was, even though you already lost your money. If you lose your money, that's one thing. If you lose your money and your freedom, that's a whole other thing. Don't call the cops. Secondly, be careful.
don't let the money leave your hands before you actually have the product in your hands. Until there's actually, don't let the dealer tell you he's going to go get it. Oh, I'll be right back. Just give me your couple $100 and trust me.
Well, I would, my advice would be just don't do it entirely unless
Mark,
you have somebody that that you truly, truly trust.
This is the world of drugs, Mark. I mean, there are people that want to get drugs. You know that, and I know that.
I understand.
People in America want to buy drugs, and so they're going to do what they're going to do. So I'm just trying to give them a few tips to help keep their money in their pocket and stay safe. Okay? You want to hopefully, yeah, obviously if you have a trustworthy dealer, then great. A lot of people don't. So make sure that they show you the product before you give them the money. Otherwise, no deal. Just tell them no and, hold out. Take your business elsewhere. They'll probably call you back and, they probably want your business bad enough in order to actually jump through the hoops. If they don't want your business that bad, then they might have been ready to rip you off. So don't let your money leave your hands until you see the drugs. Secondly, don't hesitate to check their claims. You know, if your dealer has, if you suspect that you've been sort of pinched, as we talked about before, when a dealer actually just snags some of the marijuana for himself or some of the cocaine for himself or whatever it is that you're buying, and therefore he tells you, yeah, you're buying a quarter ounce. Well, turns out it's not actually a quarter ounce. Turns out it's, 5 out of 7 grams instead of 7 out of 7. The one way you can check that is to bring a scale along. Go to your local head shop or eBay. eBay's the best. You can get great deals. And buy yourself a little, a little jeweler's scale. Bring that sucker along with you and just toss the bag on there before you buy it. Keep your dealer honest. That's just a couple quick tips for you. If you've got a story from when you were in the black market and some of the things that happened to you, 800-259-9231. Let's go to Doug in Minnesota. You can bring up anything on Free Talk Live. Doug, what's on your mind?
Hey, I don't have a black market story, but
that's all right.
Maybe I do. My cousin was a suburbanite teenager and a very successful marijuana dealer in upstate New York.
Mm-hmm.
Well off family, but, made a lot of money. He tells me the story of how, he kept on getting bigger and bigger deals, ended up in Manhattan one day to meet one guy in an alley. There were 5 guys in the alley.
Oh,
so,
boy.
Being a track star, he escaped with his life just narrowly, so I'm not sure how the deal's there. But
that is one of those stories. I mean, it's just, the higher up the higher up people go, the more likely violence is going to be involved. And, the marijuana world seems pretty innocuous, but again, when you start dealing with situations like that, wow, you talk about scary stuff.
Yeah, it does. And he's a great, great person now. He's, successful and quote unquote legitimate down in another tropical country.
Very good.
The reason I'm calling, I'm considering, most likely will be getting married to my current girlfriend.
Hi. Congratulations, that's nice.
Thank you. And we are both considering our, I'm a Free State member, and I told her, hey, this is the deal. She's on board.
Excellent. Sweet. Is she now a Free State Project member?
She's not.
Well, just have her sign up.
Well, all you need to do is have her go to freestateproject.org and sign the statement of intent, and that would be just super.
Yep.
Of course, all of our listeners, the Free State Project is a project involving getting 20,000 liberty-oriented people to move to one state. In this case, New Hampshire was chosen. And so far, the count, I think, is around 7,800 signers. 7,800 people have pledged to, at some point in the future, move their lives to New Hampshire.
And liberty-oriented really just means people for smaller government.
Smaller government, yeah. Or, like me, people for no government.
Yeah, that's you.
Yeah. So go ahead, sir.
Well, I'm interested, and we're both interested, in not pledging and getting married by the authority vested in the state of Minnesota,
uh-huh.
or any other state for that matter. And I know there are free market pledges, and I have no problem making a public statement about my love and my intent.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm even okay with writing a contract, and that sounds so unromantic, but it's the other part of a wedding is the contract.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not romantic, but you better believe that that's what you're getting into when you get that marriage license, except it's 3 parties. It's you, her, and the government.
Exactly. So I want to just have it with me and her and then get a certificate from the church or whoever does the officiating and then have a contract that we maybe even, file somewhere with a government office, maybe, or with a third party or someone where we can, you know, show our intent.
Maybe a lawyer or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, just something like that.
Maybe a notary.
I would think that really when it comes to getting married, marriage is a public display of your commitment to each other, and that's what you would do at the church. I'm sure that no pastor would have any problem giving you a marriage without a government marriage certificate, but maybe there's some out there.
Oh, there's a few.
Yeah. I don't think you need to file your contract anywhere as long as the two of you have copies of this contract.
Well, having a witness, somebody witness the thing might be important as well. And
things family and friends and do the whole shindig or a smaller shindig since we're older.
Right.
What I want to know is I want to ask your audience perhaps if anyone out there knows of a contract a boilerplate that I can spell out. And that I can use and we can alter to fit our personalities and our lives and our lifestyles. Maybe they could call in and let me know, or they
that's
could
a fine idea.
BBS.
In fact, I was going to suggest that if you utilize the Free Talk Live BBS at bbs.freetalklive.com and post a message there, that's probably the way you're going to get the most responses.
Maybe I'll do that.
I highly recommend that. And this is great. Now, have you actually announced this concept to any family members yet? Because that's usually where you're going to encounter the resistance. You're going to encounter the people saying, what do you mean you don't want a marriage license? And they won't think that it's a real marriage and so on and so forth.
Yeah, they'll call it illegitimate. My side of the family knows my political bent, and most of them share my views. But her side of the family, pretty bohemian themselves and probably have no problems with it.
Okay.
Which is cool, but the fact that we want to have a contract, and I think, Mark, your idea there was to just a notary may be all it takes, that sort of adds some legitimacy, I think, and a promise that can be upheld by laws, although not...
By courts, not marriage law, contract
right.
law. Yeah.
Exactly, right, free market contract laws, just obvious laws. So
I think it's a brilliant idea, and I wish you the best of luck, and let us know how it goes, okay? Right. Let us know if you find that boilerplate. Let us know how the family members actually do respond and how if you actually go through it. I think it's awesome, and I wish more people would have the courage to do what you're doing.
Right. I don't see any reason the government needs to be involved in anybody's marriage. It's ludicrous.
Doug, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 1-800-259-9231. Mark's on the line with a black market story. We'll take your calls about whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology. And we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you, the loyal GCN listener, a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371. Today!
Looking for a new cooling system? Enjoy comfort this summer season with the new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending on your home and climate. Call now for your new cooling system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746.
Did you know that we ingest toxins and harsh chemicals every day from the foods and alcohol we consume, the water we drink, and the OTCs and prescription medications we take? Thankfully, our liver neutralizes the effects of these toxins and eliminates them from our bodies before they can do too much damage. The fact is, the liver performs over 500 vital functions in the body, from aiding digestion to removing toxins and maintaining good health. So why not give your liver the help it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula, prescribed by more than 200,000 doctors in over 76 countries. It's backed by more than 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula for the liver. So if you want to detoxify and protect the liver, Live 52 is for you. Live 52 delivers a broad range of health benefits for everyone. To order to Live 52, visit ResearchHerbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's ResearchHerbs.com. Call toll-free 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's the live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site for free. If you like the show, then we ask that you go and become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. It'll cost you all of $3 a month, and it's totally voluntary. We give all the features away on our website, so it's above and beyond all that. It's if you like Free Talk Live and you want to help get our show on more radio stations across the country, because AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send in the $3 a month. We make it easy. It's PayPal, any major credit card, automatically deducted. You don't have to think about it once you sign up. That money comes in, and we turn it around into promoting the show. We buy industry advertisements. We go to conventions, talk radio conventions, that sort of thing. And there's a whole list of the things that we're doing with the money there. So you can, you know, vet us and audit us and all that. And I think you'll be pretty pleased with how we're spending the money. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. At least the hundreds of our listeners that have decided to sign up so far, they've been pretty pleased. Once again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks, too. Like access to the AMP-only call-in line, AMP-only chat room and forum, and more. All the details, amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones and do the fun. Talk to Mark in Florida. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I was calling in to talk about a story I had with a marijuana dealer.
Okay, sure.
They have this trick where they'll buy maybe a half ounce of some stuff and then put an orange peel in it overnight.
Mm. Yep.
So then it soaks up a little bit of flavor and the moisture, too. So it weighs more, and they don't have to sell as much.
Yep, you're right about that. It's a way to really stretch their purchase. They could, and if they do that on a quantity level, like if they buy a pound of marijuana or something like that, they can, you know, they can get a few extra baggies out of that. It still looks like the regular marijuana, and it weighs correctly. It's just that it's got a little bit more moisture in it, which of course means that it's a little bit harder to light sometimes. If it's a little too moist, it may not be, you may not be able to actually light it. And also, it means that it might go to mold faster, depending on how you store the marijuana. A lot of people don't know to put it in their freezer. That's probably the best way to keep it for a long time. But if you've got moist marijuana and it's just sitting out, you could go and open up the bag and find mold spores everywhere. And you want to talk about dangerous. Marijuana can actually be dangerous if you've got mold on it, because you don't know. I mean, there's so many different types of mold. It's not a wise idea to smoke moldy pot. So that's a great point. So that has happened to you?
Yeah, it happened.
Sorry to hear about that. Thanks for the story, man. Anything else?
Just tell Julia if she wants plain jeans, go to Express Jeans.
Thanks for the recommendation, and thank you for the call. 1-800-259-9231. When he was talking about that, I was thinking, that was one of the things I'd forgotten to mention, because I gave a few tips, like black market drug buying tips. Always, not only should you look at the marijuana that you're purchasing, you should touch it as well. There was one time, Mark, where a friend of mine and I were looking into acquiring a little bit of marijuana, like some higher grade marijuana, and if they're using this orange peel trick that he's talking about on, you know, cheaper stuff like mid-grade marijuana, it's not such a big deal because you're not spending a lot of money on that.
But the more expensive the purchase is, the bigger deal the orange peel is.
It becomes more and more critical. And so I touched a batch of marijuana once. You could squeeze water out of it.
Mm.
It was so wet.
Mm.
I don't think they used an orange peel in that one. I think they literally took the marijuana buds, laid them out, took a sprayer, little spray bottle thing, and I think they literally soaked this marijuana down with water. I mean, it's just the most desperate, awful thing you can do to somebody. And for someone that is not fastidious enough, someone that's not checking the quality, they'll get ripped off.
So you were involved with somebody you didn't know here?
It's been so long, I don't remember what the circumstance was. All I remember is the ripoff. So, there you
well,
go.
Well, there's the advice, is don't get involved with anybody you don't know.
Yeah. 800-259-9231. Continuing here, let's talk to Sean in Connecticut. Sean, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Good evening, gentlemen. Wanted to share my MedPod experience with you.
Okay, great.
I'm a former resident of California, and I signed up for the program there. It was real easy. One doctor, $150, quick physical, medical history. And it gave me access to all the dispensaries.
Now what was it for?
Multiple orthopedic problems.
I
neck,
see.
Neck, history
pain?
Of accidents. Chronic pain, which is what most people get it for in California.
Mm-hmm.
Simple process, and it opened up all the dispensaries to me. Now, unfortunately, I lived in Southern California, and at the time, all the dispensaries were in Northern California.
Hmm.
So we'd have to make runs up there, but it was safe, out in the open, and there was even a sheriff's deputy who stood outside of the dispensaries to make sure it was a safe process.
Hmm. And it doesn't matter if you're driving up the state in California, as long as you have your card, your medical marijuana card, if you get pulled over, they can't take your pot anymore.
No, I enjoyed my rights. You can buy clone plants and leave them out in plain view, and I was caught twice with marijuana in the car. Show your card, the officers know the law, you go your merry way.
Now, obviously in California, with the medical marijuana laws the way they are, some people are going to feign illnesses. Now, I absolutely, totally believe that there are some people that marijuana helps in their illnesses, and the stories on the internet are rife. There's all kinds of proof that this
I've
is
met
the case.
In person. I've met people in person. It's totally for real.
There are obviously some people that are feigning illnesses. Do you take a wild, crazy poke at what you think the percentages are?
I think I've got a pretty good feel for it, guys. I don't want to hurt my own cause, but as far as feigning illnesses, you can virtually go into the doc and say just about anything and get a prescription or a medical recommendation, gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the truth.
Yeah.
If one enjoys smoking pot now, one can go to the right doctor, which there's a whole list of them now, and it's pretty well known. Everybody has a problem that marijuana helps. My friend had a stress problem, don't we all? He worked a lot. He went into the doc. He had to visit the psychiatrist once to get a medical history, and that's satisfactory under California law.
Yep.
You know, I this is the reason that I think that medical marijuana is fine, and I'm for it in all these states, but I just think we should legalize it. I see no reason at all.
Re-legalize
it.
Yeah,
re-legalize it, because it was certainly, at the beginning of the 20th century, it was legal, and legal everywhere before that.
Has the sky fallen in California as a result of people being able to buy marijuana from a storefront?
No, but there's great competition now. Just like the free market, your choices are better. A whole array of different products containing the cannabis. Oh, it's fantastic. But I moved to Connecticut now, which is where I'm driving right now. And, well, it hasn't changed my status. I still use it, but the quality's lower here. The price is increased. And, you know, you got that fear factor.
Mm. So there's no medical marijuana in Connecticut, huh?
The state legislature passed it to our good governor, Jody Rell, and she deemed it bad for children or something, which has nothing to do with me. It hasn't prevented me from gaining the marijuana that I enjoy.
Wait, what a shame.
I wonder if beer is bad for children.
I'm sure.
Sean, any other stories for us?
No, but medical marijuana, it works. It's proven. California's great. And let's get it all done up here in New England, guys.
Well, thank you, sir. We appreciate the call, and good luck continuing to score on the black market, and hope you don't get ripped off. 800-259-9231 to the AMP line. Johnson, also in Connecticut. Johnson, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I've got a couple things I want to talk about. I want to talk about the contest, but I also want to talk about something that relates to marijuana in a sort of a roundabout way.
Why don't you get the contest out of the way, get the business taken care of here.
Okay, well, we have a winner, and the winner is, his name is, I believe it's I'm Bob. It could be I'm Bob, but there's no apostrophes in screen names, so I think it's I'm Bob. And he won across both weeks.
Does that mean he gets two T-shirts?
Well, he can either do the two T-shirts, or he can do, we can extend it to be any apparel item, so that if he wants, a sweatshirt, a more expensive item, we can do that for him.
Right, so he gets to go to store.freetalklive.com and select from pretty much any apparel item that you have there as a result of being the winner of the dig.freetalklive.com contest. And even though the contest, at least one of them, is over, you can still go and dig Free Talk Live at dig.freetalklive.com.
I did say that I did want to explain to people what I did is, as opposed to taking the maximum number of digs on any particular comment, what I did is I added up. So that people who were participating more, their numbers went up more because they were making more comments over time. And I sort of added all the pluses and negative digs over the course of the 2 weeks, and I'm Bob was the clear winner. His comments weren't being dug down. And I do know that some people were, some people were definitely digging each other's people's comments down, but he was the clear winner. He was right up there with, my amount of digs as well, so...
Great. So people can continue to participate in, you've got an ongoing contest, is that right?
Right. There's going to be an ongoing contest, and the first person who can get to 25 digs on a comment and hold it there, it's going to be a very difficult feat, but the first person who can do that will win a T-shirt.
So that would be for the commenter. The commenter will win the T-shirt.
Right.
Okay,
yeah,
so what you need to do, if you have internet access, is go to dig.freetalklive.com. Click on a show that you've listened to and leave a comment there. And if it gets to 25 digs, which means 25 people went and clicked on the dig button for your comment, then you will win a T-shirt from the Free Talk Live store. I know you wanted to talk about marijuana, so hang on. 800-259-9231. Free T-shirts, Mark. I mean, that's pretty cool.
They're nice ones, too.
Just for leaving a comment about our show. Doesn't even have to be positive. Although we would hope it would be. Hour number two is on the way. Dig.freetalklive.com if you want to take part in the contest. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Liberty. Self-ownership. The nature of government. Libertarianism. What do these things mean? If you, or perhaps somebody you know, needs a primer on some of the subjects we talk about on Free Talk Live, you should check out the Liberty Radio Underground. It's an elementary introduction to libertarianism, and each show concisely handles a single topic in under 10 minutes. It's great for someone new to liberty, and it's free. Go to LibertyRadioUnderground.com today and grab an episode. LibertyRadioUnderground.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.